There's a lot of politics in it, Rob, which is more than I usually do. And people are interested in the name of the show. It's 2015. And basically, if a comedian was being honest, their shows would be called Here's a Number of Things That I've Thought of Recently That I Think Are Quite Funny, and Hopefully You Will As Well. But that's a wee bit too long to go in the posters.
Looking forward to seeing you in Lincolnshire next week. Just how pleased are you to be back touring again?
Well, this has been a big year for me. I toured in 2012, and believe it or not, after 24 years of stand-up, that was my first tour of England. And coming back to the Ropework is one of the places that I toured in 2012. And I'm enjoying being on the road as much as I ever have. I mean, it's a big year for me because I moved on from radio. I'm back on the road pretty much full time and loving the gigs.
Yeah, radio, man and boy.
Yeah.
I mean, 18
Man
years.
and older man. But even in for 18 years, lived in perpetual fear that I would hit the wrong button
Yeah.
and take the whole station off air.
Yeah, there is that. Radio Scotland, let's just talk about it.
Okay.
Macaulay and Co.
Aye.
Legendary.
Thank you very much. I mean, it did go on with and you know, I got to meet a lot of my heroes over the years. I spoke to a number of the Monty Python team, with Stephen Fry on a good few times. You know what it's like at the BBC if somebody's got a, you know, somebody well known and within the BBC circle has got a DVD or a book out, you get to chat to them. Or if there's a comedian doing a tour, you would bump into them
Yeah.
then as well. But by far and away, my favourite time, excuse me, of the year was during Edinburgh Fringe when we did the live shows, and I love that. You know, we used to go out and do the radio show in front of 400 of an audience, Rob.
Really? So how did an accountant end up in a radio studio?
Well, I'd always wanted to do stand up, but I grew up in Perthshire, Rob. Beautiful rural Perthshire, villages like Callander and Killin. And I'd no idea how you got to be in television. I didn't know how you became a comedian, so I just followed a normal path. A hard-working Scottish path, got a job, and then got married, and then the kids came along. And when I was 30, I thought, oh my goodness, that was a very quick decade. If another one goes past as quickly as that, I'm going to be 40, and I've not done what I really think I wanted to do with my life, which was stand-up. So I entered a So You Think You're Funny competition, which not a lot of accountants do, right? And my oldest gag is that I wasn't a particularly good accountant, Rob. Became an accountant when I was 20, gave up when I was 30, and frankly, it was 14 years down the drain. Now, I've done that joke to accountants, and they don't get it without getting their calculators out. But yeah, I guess I was maybe a bit of a square peg in a round hole. I'd always wanted to be a comedian.
And I suppose in the comedy store, just how much of a challenge was that? They don't come much bigger, do they?
No, they don't. In terms of the circuit that I performed in, the Comedy Store was the. It was the biggie. That's where everybody wanted to play. And, you know, I was lucky that I got off to a good start there. The people that were in management liked me. So I got quite a few gigs from them. But, you know, I always thought if I can do well here, I think I'll do well anywhere. And I wanted then to be the compere. That was the guy that holds the whole gig together. And, after a couple of years, got that, and I did that for a few years before the radio came along.
I should think there's nothing like standing on a stage in front of a live audience with all the unpredictability of it all, and seeing that feedback and that reaction coming straight back in your face.
That's exactly it. I use the word the immediacy of it, you know, because and there's no hiding place in stand-up. If you're not going well, you don't need to tell the audience. They're aware of it. But equally, and this is the sort of selfish side of the coin, if you're doing really well, it's all yours. You know, the laughter is all yours. And to know that you're getting that for words that you have put together, you know, jokes that you've made up. And that's the thing about the circuit that I work in, is that we all write our own material.
And that material is coming our way into Lincolnshire this coming Tuesday.
It
So,
is.
Referendum, Scottish football, is there any of that in there as well? Brief Renaissance under Gordon Strachan. You
Oh, I
nearly, very
know,
near,
I
very nearly
know.
made it.
Oh, do you know, we're going to be sitting at home next year. England, possibly the Republic of Ireland, Wales and Northern Ireland are going to be there. So one way or another, we've managed to get independence. There you are. How about tying that up, eh? A referendum and football in the one gag.